to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith.
To stay up to date with the current events of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, be sure to visit our website at www.theapostolicfaith.org.
When you then begin to fellowship and have a union with a mystery, think of a mystery. He said, you won't all sleep, but I'll show you this mystery. You're fellowshipping with death. Where's your sting? Where's your victory over me? It doesn't have victory over you. You repented of your sins. You went down in water in the name of Jesus Christ. You were filled with the blessed Holy Ghost, and you have no troubles now other than trying to live the life that counts for Christ, and he's been helping you with that. Because if it wasn't for the help of God, we all would fail.
Amen.
Sin would catch us all in a place, and if it wasn't for the Lord to say, I forgive, we'll all be bound, not for the promised land. We'll be bound for hell to stay there forever when they get cast into the lake of fire. However, that is not your portion. I'm telling you, you won't see it.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you to fellowship with that mystery. I don't know how he's going to do that. Just join yourself to, I don't care. As long as
he does it.
If he does it, I don't care how he does it. I don't know how the wind just was about to blow the man of God down yesterday. I'm trying to open the door, and the door trying to close itself. Amen. Because the wind is pushing against me. And my hand almost got caught, but I had enough strength to save that metal door. And I'm just, the wind just a blow. Just a blow. Say, now, wait a minute here, Lord. But I got the power over the wind. And I'm thinking today as I was going to sleep, the word of the Lord went over my soul. So you're fellowshipping with mysteries. And I went, Lord, what a thought. When I fellowship with you, it's a mystery how you made it in here. How'd you get in here? See, I was laying next to somebody that wanted to be dead. They could have accomplished it. But it was God that kept me. Many people had the same faith that I thought was going to be mine. But the Lord stepped in. It's a mystery how his hand just come down from heaven and just move. Your car is flipping around on the highway and his hand come down from nowhere and just stop it. Your car spinning around going to the trees and then it stopped just before it get to the tree. Stop it. And an angel put his wings down long enough trying to pull you out and say, now you have a good day, and then disappear.
Amen.
A mystery. But you all are fellowshipping because somebody get up and tell you, I've seen God.
Amen.
And if God looks like anything, what I was seeing, the development of all the stuff that my eyes can behold, I fellowship with them. That have seen God and live.
Yes.
I fellowship with saints that it might be resting in the ground, but there's an appointed time for that.
Amen.
That's a mystery.
Yes.
When is the time? I don't know. I don't know the day or the hour, but I know this. He's going to do it.
Amen.
And when the man of God was writing in Ephesians and the third chapter, covered in these writings, and the words just go off the tongue, and if you're not, there is a great mystery. When the other day I was in so much pain and I asked the minister about his chiropractor.
Amen.
He said, oh, he can do so and so. I said, well,
I want him to pop my neck.
I don't want my neck popped. So I went and had a man look at it for me. And he said, well, let me take an x-ray of it. And he took an x-ray and he came back. He said, your neck's broke. My neck is what? He said, your neck is broken. My neck is what? He said, bro, come here. When he pulled up the x-ray, he said, you see this bone right here? All right, another tug. He said, that bone should be right here. He was telling me about the seventh vertebra, whatever. It supports the head and the spine. He said, this bone is right there. He said, how it got up here, I don't know. And I said, I don't know either. But from him telling me that and walking across the street, the Lord put it back.
Amen. Hey. Amen.
It's a great mystery.
Yes.
But if someone don't believe me, I got proof.
Amen.
I got the x-ray of it broken.
Sure did. And the CD.
And the CD x-ray that said, no, it ain't.
Amen.
And in that length of time, my faith went to someone else who said, my leg is broken. And they came to a service where I was. And as I was sitting on the table of the altar, the sun came through the window behind me and cast my shadow onto them, and the Lord healed.
Amen.
We are fellowshipping with mysteries. How
yes.
can these things
be?
We are working with a God that speaks. We are working with a God that manifests himself to let you know I'm in your midst.
Amen.
And when you begin to think about, I'm looking at this x-ray, and the man say, well, sir, you got all of this calcium in your lungs, all these parts. He said, I don't know why. And I know a man had already told me I was not normal. Mm-hmm. And at my age, I should have some calcium deposits in my veins, but I don't have any.
Thank God.
He's been keeping me.
Amen.
He's saying now your lungs are full of them. I went to another man. I said, can you check that for me? The one that checked the neck. He said, no, it's it's bad. Now I saw it moved. I'm looking at it. And I could feel it. The pain that it caused.
Amen.
Next day pain subsided.
Amen.
No, the Lord
yes.
had made a way for me.
Amen.
A warning for me. The man said, you're under a lot of stress. The body might be, but my soul is rejoicing over what the Lord is about to do.
Thank God. Amen.
The Lord is about to heal us
yes.
in a moment
yes.
in the batting of an eye.
Amen.
The time that I could go get an opinion second, I told the Lord, you say not a bone will be broken. I don't want my image to have a broken bone. And the Lord honored my prayer. The man said, how it got like that, I don't know. But when I began to talk to God about the situation, he showed me, whatever you think,
that's right.
I can do it.
Amen. Ask for it, man. Glory, hallelujah.
So I know what my enemy has planned for me. They've dug a ditch
Amen.
For me to fall in. But God is going to lick up the dust.
Amen.
I know that the Lord is going to give us a bridge over
Amen.
Whatever it is.
Amen.
I don't know what they're going to offer me. And at this point, I don't care. But I'm willing to hear what the negotiation the devil is going to have with God. Because I'm going to fellowship with mystery.
Yes.
I don't know what God is going to do. But in the self same hour, I believe. He said, I'll give you what to say.
Amen.
I know the wind might blow. I know the thunder roll. I know all of that might occur. But God is not in it.
Amen.
I'll wait for a still small voice.
Amen.
I'll wait for a hand.
Yes.
The mystery that the clouds form like a man's hand.
Yes. Amen.
You fellowshipping with mysteries. How does a lion keep his mouth closed and a man dying there for him to eat? How is it that the furnace been turned up seven times hotter, burned up the people that's going in it, but didn't burn up the saints that were walking in? Mystery. You fellowshipping with mysteries.
Amen.
How did God himself get in there and just sit down and they could see it.
Mm-hmm.
And they recorded it.
Yeah.
You know, some people want the church to fold in under itself and say, oh, you can't go to the doctor. You can't go to this. There ain't no Bible for that.
Amen.
That woman would have been condemned before she touched Jesus.
Amen.
But everything that happened in the day of God, the world was looking. The world was beholding the miracles of God. If it happened just among us, how would the world know the Lord is doing miracles? They wouldn't know. But if you go to the world and say, can you tell me what this is? And they'll tell you. They got the knowledge from God.
Amen.
They can tell you what your problem is. Now you decide what you're going to do about it.
That's right.
If you're going to wait for God, God can do anything.
Amen.
But the thing is, now here we go. Once the Lord heal you and your physician say, that's a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
That's a miracle. He said, I didn't do nothing. He going to tell somebody.
Yes, he does. Amen.
He going to tell somebody. I'm on a plane and I'm sitting next to a man that asked me, he said, are you a preacher?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. I'm fellowshipping with a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This man sits next to me and say, are you a preacher? I got on a pair of jeans and however I looked, I said, yes. He said, what's your name? And I said, my name is Anthony Patterson. He said, Bishop Patterson? Yes. He said, do you know a Daisy Rivera and a Mary Jones? I said, yes, they are parishioners of mine.
Yes.
He said, they are my patients.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I know Mary Jones had cancer that had metastasized, and I told him, if you move her, you'll break her bones.
Amen.
And I remember when she sat at her door, couldn't move, but she wanted to see her children go in and out from school.
Mm-hmm.
She said, we're waiting to die. But one day the man of God was standing at the screen door, and this body got up, came over and put herself in my arms. Because it was my mother, the Jabira. She said, go to her now.
Yeah.
And I said, mother, she said, my mom said, go to her now. And I went to her door, and there she was in the living room in her bed.
Hallelujah to God.
She got up on her own accord and came and fell in my arms.
Yes.
And began to tell me about the problem.
Yes, Lord.
I said, go on now. The Lord's going to bring it back.
Yes.
She said, do you want to see? And before I could say no, I saw her breast gone. Saw it gone. And I said, you keep going to the mirror.
Yeah.
The Lord, I'm fellowshipping with
mysteries.
Not many days passed. Hallelujah to God. Olivia, get a call. Sister Green, come over and see what the Lord has done. Here is coming back.
Hallelujah.
Coming back. And this physician called the news reporters. And the news reporters called Mary and said, we've got permission for you to take the torch for the Olympics that are coming through. And she said, Bishop, will you carry it with me? I said, it is not my testimony, sweetheart. It's yours.
Hallelujah to God.
And to see her hold that torch in the world's face, that I'm a child of the living God. I have my modest apparel on, and it would be an infamy that this woman, now free from the cancer of her body, because the Lord himself did a miracle that the doctor said wasn't me.
Amen. Thank God.
Thank
you, Jesus.
You are fellowshipping with mystery. And when the doctor was telling me I was going to do surgery on Daisy and make her things the same, her breasts were different. One was up here and one was down here. Mm-hmm. And she came to me and she said, oh, thou man of God, what should I do?
Mm-hmm.
I said, don't let them cut you.
Amen.
She said, so be it, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, not many days, she stood in front of the church.
Yeah, Lord.
She said, look.
Hallelujah to God.
They're the same.
Yeah.
We fellowship with her with a mystery. When did God hand come in and take the issue with the one?
Yeah, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
When did his hand come and made them the same? And she woke up and saw the mystery that the hand of God has touched my friend. And you fellowship with her.
Yeah.
You fellowship with the woman with the issue of blood.
Yeah.
She don't know how, but her mind said, if I could touch. What was the mystery of her hand touching the garment?
Yeah.
And all the virtue that was in God. Here's a woman coming to your worship service. She said, Brother Gaynor is a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, why are you here? She said, I came to worship the God that gave him back his sight.
Right.
She said, I saw him when he was blind.
Amen.
But had he not gone out in the world for them to see it, while the problem was upon his body, but the church went up in prayer, and we are fellowshipping with a mystery. When did God's mighty hand come in, touch his sight, and give it back?
Yes, Lord.
And he comes, and she said, I want to worship with the God that did that.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
But if Brother Gaynor just stayed among us and didn't let nobody else see it, how are you going to draw men if it's not by the mighty hand of God?
Amen.
Our trust is never in a man.
Amen.
It's always in God. And we can't be hypocrites. Saying I can go into the dentist and get all my teeth taken out and get some false teeth, and I didn't go to a doctor. That's a lie.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't trust a doctor, but you got on eyeglasses.
Mm-hmm.
You got a prescription for them.
Amen.
That's a lie when you say that.
Amen.
And God hears you.
Yes.
When he said that the leaves are for medicines, that's what he meant.
Amen.
You think the heaven is going to mix it up and throw it down to you from heaven? Or is he going to give a man the knowledge and the man is going to do it?
Amen.
Hmm? When the trees and the leaves of those trees are for healing of nations. The balm that's in Gilead. They say, oh, Bishop Patterson, when the scripture says, them that are not sick don't need a physician, but them that are not sick don't need him, but them that are sick. See, there's a mystery to that that you don't understand, really. My understanding is poor now. Oh, okay. I know I have no fellowship with you.
Amen.
I fellowship with the mystery. I know what Christ is talking about.
Yes.
And the thing is, the church is never sick.
Amen.
Your soul is never sick. Never. That body is sick.
Amen.
That body needs a physician. The soul won't need anything.
Amen.
That soul is going to have faith because the Lord said, I'm going to leave you in the world.
Amen.
But I'm going to pray that your faith won't fail you while you're in
the world,
but not
of Amen.
Let's see what faith you got in the food that you don't know where it come from or how it's done.
Amen.
Let's see what faith you're going to have when you get behind the wheel of your car and you don't know what they forgot to do when they were making it.
Mm.
Let's see what kind of trust you put in God when you get behind the wheel of your car. Let's see how much faith you got in God that you're in an apartment building and you're on the 12th floor and you don't know if a plane going to come through it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your trust?
In God.
If the plane come through, you say, I'll stand between the wall and be when all things fall down, the only thing is up is those that, you just standing there.
Amen.
Your faith is in God.
Amen.
When you're on an airplane and you don't know what issues it might be having, and lightning hit it, and you fall 10,000 feet, but it steadies itself because you're on it. And the testimony of many say, I've traveled the world, I've seen many continents, I've been on the Concorde, and I looked. And I said, nothing is going to happen to me because I'm on this plane with the man of God.
Amen.
The man of God is resting and that soul still living.
Amen.
But God, this testimony, I walked with a miracle.
Yes, Lord.
I walked with a miracle when a plane got hit by lightning and It stayed up there.
Glory, hallelujah.
Our trust is always in God.
Always.
Never in man. Always. We talk to God when we turn the key of the car. Lord, you go ahead of me and keep the way safe.
Amen.
And we move, we come back, and we are thankful.
Amen.
We are thankful. We bless our food and we consecrate it.
Amen.
Before we eat it.
That's right.
And the Lord then fixed with his mighty hand, he fixed any deadly thing that it won't harm us.
Amen.
We are working with a mystery now.
Yes.
And you know, in your company, there are some that just speak the mysteries, and you just sit next to them and say, I fellowship with mysteries.
Amen.
But one thing I know, I have a friend.
Hallelujah.
And it's not a mystery to me. I know Jesus.
I know Jesus. Amen.
I don't see a doctor. I don't see the lawyer. I don't see the judge. I don't see the jury. I don't see nobody but
Jesus only.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I see Jesus only.
Amen.
And I walk with him.
Yes.
And he walks with me.
Amen.
And a physician can tell me of saints. While in India, I can't get enough of this testimony.
Hallelujah to God.
Touched a young man that was dead all day.
Amen.
They were having a funeral. I don't go to funerals. Young man had drowned that morning. And I walked in this house. It was a mud hut. And a few of the neighbors was in. They were all around the child. And all the lamentation that was going on. And when I saw what I walked into, I said, now, Lord, I don't go in no dead bodies.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost took me to the child.
Amen.
Touched the child on his cheek.
Yeah, hallelujah.
I speak the truth.
Hallelujah.
In
God. Yes,
Lord.
And the child's eyes
opened. Glory, hallelujah.
And I tell you, within minutes, the whole village had tried to get in the hut. The noise abroad of the power of God came so swiftly that everybody want to touch me. It is not me.
Amen. The power of God. Hallelujah.
And when the child opened his eyes, I said, give him something to eat.
Yes, sir.
The words of the Lord was right there. And what he had done had been done aforetime.
Hallelujah.
Here it is again. And they were taking all of the flowers off of the child, and the mother took her child and began to be thankful, and the father thankful, and I said, give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
And we had a brother that wasn't here when I did all that.
That's right.
And that brother went to a gas station around the corner from the church, and some Indians were in there running the gas station, and the brother was dressed up in the church outfit, you know, with suit and tie and shirt. And a young man from India asked him, he said, brother, where you coming from? And Brother Garfield said, I'm coming from church.
Yeah.
He said, oh, he said, who is your pastor? And Brother Garfield said, Anthony Patterson. No, he said, Bishop Patterson. And the Indian said, Anthony Patterson? And Brother Garfield said, yes. He said, not Bishop Patterson. He said, Apostle Patterson. He raised my cousin from the dead in India.
Yes.
Now the testimony came across the water in a soul.
Yes.
And was able to give this brother the testimony. It didn't come from within the church. It came from without. And Brother Caulfield came to the church. We are witnesses. He said, why didn't you all tell me what Bishop did in India?
Yeah.
And we said, what? He said, he raised somebody from the dead. We said, oh yeah, that was years ago.
Uh-huh.
He said, why? He said, you should have been here.
Amen.
You know Lynn's voice.
Yeah.
You should have been here.
Yeah.
We have moved on from that. We are fellowshipping with mysteries.
Yeah.
How the Lord can put his power in the right hand of a man.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Amen.
You're fellowshipping with
mysteries.
How is it? You say, I don't care about the mystery. All I know, I got a friend with the power.
Yes.
Amen. My friendship is with
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
How is it that the man of God can take just simple bread and simple wine and turn it into the bread and flesh of God and the blood of our Lord just by his hands. Touch it and then feed my soul. How does a man go through the mystery of this book and tell me about three breaths?
Yeah.
And a soul come and their speech is already moved from the last message. Said, I thank God he paid all my debt. Say, what debt did I owe? I owed the devil. He had kidnapped me from birth. But the Lord himself made a ransom just for me and paid it in full. I don't owe him nothing. And somebody can now testify to you, I'm debt free.
Amen.
I can meet the Lord in peace because I owe the devil.
No.
I've been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. How are you speaking such mysteries? When people think debt is money, you're saying debt is sin that I owe the devil.
That's right.
The Lord himself ransomed me from it.
Yeah.
Paid it off on the cross.
Yes.
And now I'm free from sin because I found the forgiveness of sins. I went down in water in the name of Jesus Christ. It was the name that gave me the remission of sin. His titles couldn't help me. What he did in a title couldn't help me.
Amen.
But his name has all power.
All power.
I fellowship with mysteries.
Amen.
And my knowledge that I have of God exceeds even peace.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
The knowledge that you have goes way over the waters coming to peace and being still.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you can look in the mind of God and see a debt. I owe nothing and I'm still in this flesh. He said, my word is washing you every day. Every morning you wake, I wake.
Hallelujah.
I wake you to my mercies. Every time you think you messed up, but you say, Lord, forgive. Before forgive can come out of your mouth, I wipe you clean. You are fellowshipping with mysteries that a woman caught in the very act of adultery could get God to say, I find no fault. Though I'm fault, I got fault. But you go to now unto him that is able to keep me from fault and to present me. Your words are going to do something. You say, I don't know when, I don't know how, and I don't know where, but I only know that he
will. Yes, he will.
This fellowship that you have said, I'll wait on the Lord all the days of my life.
Yes.
Because I'll never have a testimony what the Lord couldn't do.
Amen.
I'm one that will wait upon the Lord.
Yes,
because the scripture said, these all died in faith, obtaining the promise afar off, just believing God.
Yes.
You walk with mysteries. People look at you and say, why y'all wear the head covering? It's a mystery to the world that women cannot pray or prophesy with their head uncovered. So the world say, well, your hair is your cover. If that is true, the men cannot have hair.
Amen.
We have to be bald. So you know he ain't talking about bald. I mean hair.
Amen.
Hair is for the covering for the bald head, but that's not the power that he's talking about for women to wear. Why do you all look so different from the world? It's a mystery.
Yes.
It's a mystery that modest apparel denotes who I am in the world.
That's
it's to draw you. It's to make you ask what church you go to.
Yes.
And as soon as a saint come out of that garment, it's like, you look strange to us.
Amen.
You look very, very strange.
Amen.
Where there should be no glittering, you all of a sudden got glitter. All of a sudden your nose is glittering and it shouldn't, in our eyes, that shouldn't be there. And then there are these markings coming all over your neck and your arms that shouldn't be there.
Amen.
And you're working with a mystery, and the Lord said, don't do that. And your mind said, I don't know why the world is doing it. And you should understand right then. There's a difference between you
yes.
and the world.
Amen.
Don't pick up the world and think the world is going to be accepted in our place of safety. Amen. We don't want the world up in here. No, the world can't worship God.
Amen.
We are fellowshipping with a mystery as to why we are different.
Yes.
My glorified body is going to be different too.
Amen.
It's going to be so different, it ain't going to know what flames feel like.
Hallelujah to God.
You're going to want that difference too.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
But you can't do the things of the world and then get God's promise.
Amen.
God has something for you if you live in the world and if you're of the world.
Amen.
There's certain things in the church that don't look good to us.
Amen.
The women in the world now have gone to putting inner garments as their outer garments.
Amen.
I mean, there was a time you just wore stockings under your skirts and things.
Mm.
Now your stockings, it is the outer garment. And it don't matter the shape.
Mm-mm. Oh, sure don't. Oh, my God.
It don't matter what shape that woman got.
Yes.
I've seen some things that my eyes should have never seen.
Amen.
When the scripture said, turn your eyes from the sin of evil. And I said, Lord, I just want to witness this. And the scripture is still talking to you. Turn your eyes from the sin. I said, but Lord, let me witness this. You see the shape of this. The Lord said, I see it. I don't want you looking at it. But wait a minute. Let's discuss it, Lord. How many rolls? Don't count them. One, two. Don't count them. Wait a minute. One, two. There had to be a mirror in that house somewhere before they walked out that door. How are you going to take something this big and stretch it to something this big? And you go out in the street. I was walking in front of the hardware store, and I saw a woman that had on sheer. Sheer. Everything was available to you. And I turned my eyes from that. But I got a glimpse, quick one, that everything in the front you can see and everything in the back you can see.
That's right.
It was all sheer.
Amen.
Now I said, now Jesus Christ, God Almighty, what's next?
Amen.
Nothing. You be walking down the street in a pair of heels and nothing on it. It's coming if we're here.
Amen.
I just don't understand what's in a person's mind that I'm going to buy something this small and fit it to something this large. It stretches.
Mm-hmm.
And when it stretched, it go pop right back. And you go in the grocery store among others, and if somebody look at your heart, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
Well, it is a mystery as to how you got out of the house looking like that.
Amen.
It's acceptable in the world.
Amen.
Don't bring that to the church.
Amen.
It won't work here.
Amen.
We will cover you.
That's right.
I'm just baffled. I'm amazed.
Amen.
I mean, I was saying, Lord, just let me turn your head. Can I just witness, please? I want to be able to preach about that.
Uh-huh.
You saw enough.
Uh-huh.
Turn your head. You've seen.
I know.
Oh.
You know what?
Well, Lord, I'm going to turn from this one. Oh. There's another one. Turn from that garden. I got to walk now down the street with my eyes closed. And I ain't going to make it. But it's the world trying to do all of this and trying to filter and get in the church to bother you. They can't. You are fellowshipping with a mystery as to why do I dress this way?
Amen.
Because God was manifested in the flesh. Men then judge the outward appearance. And when you judge us, you have to judge that we are modest. They know we are.
Amen.
They know we go to church.
Yes.
They know us by the way we look.
Yes. Amen.
When you put on an Air Force uniform, What branch of the government are you in?
Air Force.
We know you by your uniform.
Amen.
You put on army.
You know the army.
You know the army.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, ain't nobody. There's no one in the Air Force going to go to the army and they're going to give them a Air Force uniform while they're in the army.
No, sir. You got to change.
That ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. You got to change.
Yes, sir.
Whoever you lend your members to obey, that's who servant you are.
Amen.
But don't try to bring the world into the church and think it's going to be accepted here. It's not. We have a standard.
Amen.
And we're going to lift up the standard in Zion.
Amen.
Ephesians 3. Let me make my point.
Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given.
Here's the man of God saying, I'm the least among all of you.
Amen.
But God's grace was given to me for you.
That I should preach among the Gentiles.
That I could come to you and preach
the unsearchable
things you can't find out yourself. Things that you can go to God and ask him for and he'll never give to you. He said, how can I get this unless I have a preacher? And I can go to those unsearchable things as I'm going up and down the halls of wisdom. I can open up a book that comes to me and say, my Lord, give that to your people. Mm-hmm. Tell them I paid a debt.
Yes.
So when they come to the congregation of the holy, they'll be thankful that the Lord paid my debt.
Amen.
And now I have to forgive my debtors. Everybody that's indebted to me.
Amen.
Yes.
Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
What of Christ?
The unsearchable riches of Christ.
Riches.
Amen.
You're wealthy.
Yes.
You are. You're the most wealthy thing walking. You might not have no money, but it's a mystery.
Amen.
How am I rich? It ain't about money.
Amen.
It's about your currency that you have with God.
Yeah. And
how much faith do you have? Not much of your currency is required.
Amen. And to make all men see.
And to make men Amen. See.
What is the fellowship of the mystery?
Boom. And that's just slid in there.
Uh-huh.
To make you see. What is the fellowship of the mystery? What are you handling? What's walking with you? All these things that you can't even explain.
Yes.
And you say, I don't know. Say, well, how did your blood get back in your body? I don't know. All you can say is, God did it. And the world is going to look at you like you're crazy, but they got to agree. It was the Lord that did it.
Amen.
That's a mystery to them. They call it a miracle. You say it's not a miracle. It's just the Lord keeping his word.
Amen.
He made me a promise.
Yes.
What now is the fellowship of the mystery?
May all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning
the beginning of the world
hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ.
When the word came out and said, let there be light. All of these mysteries. How did that happen? When his voice went over and out of darkness, boom, light appeared. It got separated. What is this great mystery that in the womb of a woman, bone, that eternal frame come that God is going to use for eternal salvation? What is the mystery that you walk with? That you can go down in water in the name of Jesus Christ and all your sins are left in the water. What's this mystery? That you walk with, that you say, if I call on the name of the Lord, he's going to fill me. He's going to take my tongue. Mm-hmm. What? Yeah, an alien's going to come in here. And just take your tongue and speak a language you don't even know. What's this mystery you walk with? It's a mystery that you have continued until this day. How did you do it? God himself helped me along the way. Many things from the world has entangled my feet and tried to get me to turn. but the Lord held me fast. It's a mystery, because there were some things I loved that was in the world, and my soul wanted it and desired it, but the Lord took the desire away and made me just turn and look at him. Come on, I'm not in this mystery by myself.
Amen. To the intent that now.
Now!
Unto the principalities and powers.
Principalities and powers!
In heavenly places.
I'm in a heavenly place. Yes.
Might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God.
What you all know now?
The wisdom of God. Thank you, Lord.
It's in your heart. It's in your mind.
Yes, Lord.
You say, well, Bishop Patterson, why is it taking the Lord almost 30 years to give you all the victory? We had the victory from day one.
Amen.
Moses had the victory that David and God spoke to him and said, go to Pharaoh.
Yes.
Who you thought was walking with Moses? Huh. It was a mystery. They couldn't see the mystery, but Moses knew he was there.
Amen.
Moses knew that God was with him.
That's right.
He said, now you don't send me here and now look what happened. The Lord said, go on back. Uh-huh. Can you imagine a conversation and it's just Moses in the room? And Aaron said, I guess he's talking to God. And the Lord said, well, and Moses is stuttering. He said, shut up. Aaron, let me hold your mouth. Go back and tell Pharaoh, let my people go.
Amen.
And Aaron's voice, let God's people go. And Moses has a stick.
Mm.
Let me show you Pharaoh the power. And that's why the world fooled a lot of folk. Because man can't know the beginning of God. Give me Ecclesiastes. Man don't know the beginning of God nor the ending of God.
Amen.
But they can mimic some things, a plane mimic a bird.
Yeah. Amen.
Many things of the world mimics, of your computer mimics a brain.
Amen. Amen.
But when it comes to God, my little, your little snakes will get eat up by mine. And I'm just going to reach down for my boy. I got yours and mine in mine. Ecclesiastes 3.
And the 11th verse.
Yes.
He hath made everything beautiful in his time.
Everything God has done is beautiful in his time.
Also, he has set the world in their hearts.
Listen to what he said.
Also,
when you go contrary to the apostolic doctrine, he has now put the world
in your heart.
In your heart. And out of the abundance of your heart, you're going to speak and you're going to do the things of the world. And it don't matter what God say. It don't matter what the man of God say. Mm. It don't matter what the people of God say. Mm. You're going to do what's in your heart. Mm-hmm. The man of God say, don't put any markings on your body. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, all right. Go right out and do it.
Amen.
He said, well, why did you do that? I think it looked good. Where did it look good? All the basketball players are doing it. All the football players are doing it. All the people in the world are doing it, and you are part of them.
He has set the world in their heart.
They have, God has now set the world
in their heart.
In your heart. Mm. And what you're going to do when it's set, you're going to do the things of the world.
Amen.
And it's nothing anybody can say. Your mama can talk to you. What you going to do? What you want to do? Amen. Your daddy can talk to you. What you going to do? What you want to do?
Amen.
But as soon as they get sick, mama, mom, 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 go to the church now. Church, we need some prayer now. Why can't you pray? When the world gets set in your heart, you're going to do the things of the world.
Also, he has set the world.
Also, he has set the world in your heart.
So that no man.
So you can't.
Find out the work.
You can't find God's work at the beginning of it.
That he maketh from the beginning.
Or the ending.
To the end.
You can't see that you're on your way to the flames of hell because the world is in your heart and you think everything's going to be all right. Bishop said, it's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. When did Bishop tell you to do the things of the world and it's going to be all right?
Never did.
Bishop is talking to the church.
Amen.
If you continue in the things that you have learned, the word of the Lord is going to activate for you and take you out of this world.
Amen.
Because you're not going to be of it.
Amen.
You're not going to know the beginning or the end. You're not going to even remember getting the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost has no power with you now. The world has been set. The world has removed the power. When principalities and powers are being known and you are fellowshipping with these mysteries, you are all of a sudden going to be fellowshipping with the world, and you don't know when the switch was made. You're not going to even know.
Hallelujah.
It's a mystery when a man breath's gone. Yes. And he go to sleep and don't know he's gone.
Amen.
That's a mystery.
Because
the dead don't know nothing.
No, nothing.
So if you go out that way, you're not going to know until you wake up and your poor eye is going to see all of them.
Mm-mm.
That contended steadfastly, mm-mm, night and day, sitting on the crown of God.
Yes.
And what are we trying to do now? Trying to help you.
Yes, sir.
Trying to tell you to turn from it. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Do this. Do this. Do this. Do this. And to do this, get to, I don't want to do that.
Amen.
Why? I don't want to do it. Okay. The Lord said, contend for the faith. That means you have to have faith in God.
Amen.
But if you got faith that you can do things so contrary to God, and you got 30 issues, you can't save yourself. How are you going to fight 30 things?
Can't.
You know how you got them? The world got set in your heart and you went with it.
Mm-hmm.
You submitted yourself to it.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what the church says, you'll come in the congregation of the holy and don't be shamed.
Amen.
You'll wear a shirt that's low enough they can see all the little snakes going around your neck, all the eagles flying, and you're not shamed at all. And you go to the world for a hairstyle and think it's okay to come to church looking like that. So we're going to come, a bishop going to say something, we're going to come. Well, yeah, I'm going to say something. I show ills.
Mm-hmm.
But what you going to do? I'm the one that keeps the knowledge, and I want to give you a knowledge above peace, that your heart, even at peace, when the knowledge of God comes, you say, peace, you're going to be just like the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
You'll be just like him in thought and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when the enemy, who do you think the enemy is going to fight? Them without or within?
Within.
Within.
Mm-hmm.
He don't need to devour something that's already chewed up and spit out for dead. He's got to come to you and try to get you to stop believing. This church has had a standard since God started it in 1919.
Yeah.
And it's not going to change for nobody, not even
Amen.
You all.
Amen.
It can't change.
Cannot.
And when somebody else changes in here, the scripture told us you don't have any company with them that are given to change.
Change. That's right.
What they're going to do, they're going to corrupt you.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray that our young people will get some gumption to not let the world influence them, but them, they influence the world.
Amen.
But they think, oh, everything the world do, man, this is cool. This look good. The first thing that come out of your mouth that it look good is the thing that God hates and number one on the list.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing on the list is he hate a proud look.
Amen.
And you run after the thing that say it looks good. Don't you know that's how we got in this problem? The lady looked at the tree and said, it looks good.
Good. Amen.
And there we are in trouble. But someone will hold the standard because truth and righteousness has to go through some soul.
Right.
And it's going through my veins right now.
Amen.
The righteousness of God is going through my veins and through yours.
Amen.
And you're going to pass it on to anybody that will hear it.
Amen.
You don't have to change your course. You're on course. You haven't gone out.
That's right.
You haven't stopped your goal on. You haven't changed what the man of God told you about God. He said God was manifested in the flesh. When did God put on flesh if it wasn't in that body, Jesus?
Amen.
That was God.
Amen.
If he said I manifested in the flesh, what's the problem?
Amen.
Why all of a sudden you believe it's two or three and you can't explain the third one?
Right.
But you are with us. You still say Jesus is God.
Yeah.
You don't have to say Jesus is the Father, Jesus is not the Son. Then who? What was the name of the Son?
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
How are you going to say Jesus was not the Son and they named the child Jesus?
Amen.
That's the dumbest thing you could ever get to. Isaiah told you the child that was going to be born was the everlasting father. Who is the father? God. How do you get to the book of the Revelation and he said, I'm he that is, was, and he is to come, the Almighty. I'm God.
Amen. And without controversy.
Without controversy.
Great is the mystery of godliness.
But you all are fellowshipping with this great mystery. You know Jesus is God. You know he's not divided into three. The devil want to make the world divide him. They won't divide him.
Amen.
They don't divide him by what he do. A serpent. A dragon. That old enemy. He keeps his oneness. But he wants you to split God up. When did Israel ever believe in one God? Hear, O Israel.
The Lord our Lord. One Lord.
Great is the mystery of godliness.
God was manifest in the flesh.
Just stop right there. If they can get past that, they've done well. God put on flesh. When did he? Answer, when did he?
1 Timothy.
Answer, when did he? This is a great mystery. We fellowship with this great mystery.
Amen.
When Bishop Johnson began to preach it, it was a great mystery. Some didn't walk with him anymore. It was about as bad as when Jesus said, you got to drink my blood and eat my flesh. Some folks say, nah, that's a mystery. I can't walk with that no more. And he turned to you as a church and said, what are you going to do? You going to go away also? But I ask you today, as you walk out of these doors and you walk and you realize all God is, all God was, all God will ever be is within my soul.
Thank you.
And I walk with how his voice came in the cool of the day and was looking for souls that I'm going to say, here I am, Lord.
Yes.
You ought to walk with this great mystery that I don't know how I'm going to be changed.
Yes.
At the batting of God's eye, I know this.
Yes.
But the peace I have and the knowledge that I have, it surpassed my understanding. But I'm walking with, it's going to happen. Because I believe it.
Yes.
Because the angel of God took me by the hand, put me in his bosom, and he has held me there.
Yes, Lord.
See, but I got troubles in the flesh. It's a great mystery if my soul's all right.
Amen.
It's a great mystery if my spirit is still able to praise it, though my body, hallelujah to God, is giving out on me and it's dissolving right in front of me.
Yes,
but that's all right.
Hallelujah.
How the neck can one moment be broke.
Yeah.
And in the next moment of great mystery, that God put it back with his divine hand, touched it. And now the world got this testimony. The man said, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to explain it. I do. I do. It was God. But I don't understand that. It's a great mystery. But I walk with that. I walk with this God that can take a bone and fix it. I walk with a God that can take multiple myeloma and kick his butt. I walk with a God that can put blood back that two pints are gone. He'll put it back in an instant. And you don't know where it went. You don't know how it got back. But this is a God that can do things.
Yes. Get it in.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
It's a great mystery that how prophecy can come from one woman to another woman. And I come from that woman and I got it. And all of a sudden it's to the next one that come from me. And I'm looking down the telescope of time and wondering, is it going to keep on flowing and keep on going through all my seed? Is it going to be within my bones that I can stand before you and testify to you when they said I was not going to walk again, that a saw had cut my leg? But I'm standing before you today, tell you I walk with a mystery. How he did it, how the nerves went back to each other, how God did it, is a mystery to me, but I'm walking. It was a mystery that I never had a desire to go out into the world and live the life of the world. How I was kept, how in my house I had pictures of the man of God in my room where I laid and where I slept. It was a mystery that I sit in the services in Washington, D.C., and the man of God sits and tells me how to meditate on God and how I could leave this present state and go up and touch God and stay with God for a little bit and come back down right where I left the body. I work with a mystery that a man could write in 1977 that my knees, hallelujah, was going to bow to a man. And the man going to tell me, rise. For I'm nothing but a man. The words were on the page of the writings, but didn't know it was me. But when my soul went down to this man, the body obeyed the word of God. And the pen that had written the paper, somebody now had to do it. And my body just, this great mystery. This is the chosen one. Uh-huh. This is the one that's going to do it. Yeah. Hallelujah. God, can't you see this great mystery that this one woman had a child? He was a good looking child. But the world said we're going to kill every male child that is born because we don't want them to get a savior.
Yes.
And the woman had this child. And she put it in a basket. And that was the one. That Pharaoh's daughter, while she was baby, it's a great mystery. And the daughter runs and said, I got a maid for it. Go get the mama. This is a great mystery.
Amen.
You are working with a great mystery as to how you even heard the gospel, how you even saving yourself from this untoward generation. It's a mystery. He chose you before the foundation of the world. Walk worthy of this great mystery. And when he come back for our church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, we're going to instantly know every mystery. So fellowship with things you don't understand. But understand this, you got a friend in Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith.
To stay up to date with the current events of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, be sure to visit our website at www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023, in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ, de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.